Okay, imagine this. The year 2077. We've got clean skies, quiet innovation, humanity's even reaching for, you know, the outer planets. Yet, underneath all that progress, there's this deep, persistent hum. Thousands of nuclear warheads still there, slumbering. The world hadn't gotten rid of them. It seems it just couldn't. So our deep dive today isn't really about one big cataclysm. It's about this slow, kind of agonizing struggle against something, well, something more insidious, a monster woven right into our global psyche. We're calling it the relentless weight of fear. And we're diving into this fascinating set of notes we've received from a historian named Amelia. She meticulously chronicled humanity's non-proliferation efforts, especially back in the early 21st century.
Yeah, and what's truly striking in Amelia's work is how this fear, it really manifests as this constant feeling, a perceived external threat. You see it casting a shadow over basically every shifting alliance, every whispered rumor about new weapons tech. She shows us how even really genuine efforts towards international trust could just fray because of these deeply ingrained concerns about national sovereignty, you know, that intense desire for nations to control their own destiny, right? And this almost immediately just amplified the drive for other nations to get their own deterrence.
Right. So what does this really mean for you listening? Amelia's insights, they kind of reveal this pretty vicious paradox. The very quest for security, for nations trying to feel safe, it paradoxically ended up making everyone less secure. It's a cycle that just keeps feeding itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try and unpack this a bit. Amelia's chronicles, they paint a really vivid picture of this cycle in action. So nations driven by this powerful desire for deterrence, they'd expand their nuclear arsenals. Now, you'd think that would make them feel safer, right?
Yeah. Logically, yes. But Amelia observed something else. The moment one nation added even one warhead, it instantly amplified that feeling of an external threat for its rivals.
Ah, okay.
It's a classic reinforcing loop. She actually called it arms race escalation, where simply building more weapons just, well, it fed more fear, pushing everyone to acquire more.
And that escalating fear, it didn't just consume peace of mind, did it? It ate up huge resources.
Oh, immense resources. Think about the staggering economic cost of an arms race like that. We're talking about funds that could have been diverted to solve so many actual global issues. Health, climate, you name it.
Right.
Now, occasionally, this financial drain did act as a kind of counterforce. A balancing loop, she called it. Sometimes it forced nations to maybe limit spending on their weapons, just for a bit.
But as you were saying earlier, the fear often just outweighed the balance sheet, didn't it?
It often did, allowing the buildup to just continue.
And it wasn't just about the sheer number of warheads, was it? Amelia also pointed out how technology played this crucial and pretty dangerous part.
Exactly.
As nations poured resources into developing new nuclear tech, you know, modernizing their arsenals, they ended up with smarter, maybe faster delivery systems.
Precisely. And each technological breakthrough, while it was always framed as making the deterrent stronger, it also subtly, and I think dangerously, increased the risk of accidental use.
How so?
Well, if a faster missile means less warning time, more complex AI systems introduce completely new vulnerabilities, new ways for things to go wrong. This was another one of those insidious loops where advancements fed arsenal growth, which then demanded even more advancement.
Wow.
The deeper problem, as Amelia saw it, became both more sophisticated and somehow more fragile with every single step. It's actually quite chilling how the very act of seeking safety created these entirely new forms of vulnerability.
So Amelia really drove home the point then. The true monster wasn't the bombs themselves, not really.
Right.
It was this intricate, interconnected web. Fear, suspicion, self-preservation, all tangled up.
Mm-hmm. It's a system, one that feeds on, well, human nature, doesn't it? Feeds on the deepest anxieties of nations. It sort of resides within our collective human story.
And you mentioned those balancing loops.
Right. And while positive forces, like, say, averting major international crises, or just the sheer economic strain of maintaining these arsenals, sometimes those things offered a pause. They might even reduce the immediate risk of accidental use for a time, maybe bolster non-proliferation efforts.
What?
But the underlying issues, those national sovereignty concerns, that persistent feeling of an external threat, they always allowed the problem to regenerate. It's like a wound, as you said, that just keeps reopening, which really raises an important question for us, I think. What truly stands in the way of a fundamental, a lasting shift away from this relentless weight of fear?
Our historian, Amelia, she seemed to understand that the battle wasn't just diplomatic, was it? It was for hearts and minds. For a fundamental shift towards, well, a boundless embrace of trust? That sounds ambitious. She knew the story was ongoing. The ending wasn't written yet. So maybe for you, the listener, here's a thought to leave with. What single, maybe delicate thread of trust might you observe? Or perhaps even choose to weave yourself in your own understanding of how these huge global systems, and maybe even human nature itself, actually operate?